Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, a little boy not familiar with an echo thought he had heard in the woods the voice of another boy not far off. He shouted, "Hello there." The voice of another boy not far off, he shouted, "Hello there." And the voice shouted back, "Hello there." He cried again, "Who are you?" And the voice replied, "Who are you?" He cried once more, "You are a mean boy." And the cry came back, "You are a mean boy." Then the little boy went home and told him, "Mother, that there was a bad boy in the woods." His mother understood how it was, and said to him, "Well, speak kindly to him, and see if he does not speak kindly to you." The boy went to the woods again and shouted, "You are a good boy." Of course, the echoing reply came, "You are a good boy. I love you," he said loudly. "I love you," replied the story of the echo in the story of our lives. Today's readings teach us that God is ever patient and compassionate. He bears with us. If God, the owner of the harvest, lets the weeds and wheat grow together, we too should be patient with the good and evil, sinners and saints. As we hear in the first reading, Wisdom chapter 12, verses 13 through 19, God's power consists in his abundant goodness and love. God's wisdom encompasses and goes beyond time and space. He forgives sinners and invites them to repentance and guides them to himself. The second reading, we hear very encouraging words by Paul, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. In our weakness, God comes to our help. The intercession of the Spirit on our behalf enhances the intensity and the efficacy of the prayer. The experience of civil evil discourages many. The good and bad, sinners and saints, are everywhere. A Chinese proverb says, "One moment of patience may ward off great disaster, but one moment of impatience may ruin a whole life." So therefore, evil has a seed of destruction within itself. Evil has a day of judgment, a day of harvest. On that day, it will be gathered and burnt. Though we come across good and bad every day, we should not lose heart. To complain that things are going from bad to worse is to take a pessimistic view. A perfect humanity and a perfect church never existed and will never exist. Instead of bowing down our heads in despair, we have to boldly or courageously confront the evil in and around us through good. We have to view and measure things according to the norms of Christ in the light of the gospel. As long as we are engaged in our earthly pilgrimage, we have to do good works for our own purification and for that of others. God wants us to be helpful, generous, and kind to others, following his precepts and examples. The message of Christ has changed transformed millions of people in the world down to the centuries. It has brought hope and meaning to our lives too. It should help us also to become better individuals and better Christians and enable us to build up a community wherein Christian charity and benevolence flourish, so that others might say, there is a lot of good in us. A great philosopher, Aristotle, said, everyone is well informed on local and world affairs. To be courteous, to be unselfish, friendly, responsibility, dependable, obeying the laws, and good, give good examples. And he continues to say, if an individual is interested in himself or herself only, he is very small. If an individual is interested in his or her family, he is larger. If an individual is interested in his or her community, he is larger still. So therefore, brothers and sisters, let us reach out to people, our family and our friends and our community, like Jesus is teaching us in today's readings. Be compassionate, be patient towards people as God has been patient and compassionate to each other. Amen. Holy Spirit, amen.